几个礼拜以前，谢弟兄、谢长老就跟我说，应该讲一点旧约。
A few weeks ago, Elder Shea asked me to speak about the Old Testament.
但是旧约很长很大。
It's a big book.
那从哪里开始呢
？Where do we start?
就从开始的地方开始。
Let's start from the beginning.
当我们这样寻求主的旨意时，我就觉得我们可以从亚伯拉罕的经历开始交通。
When we were seeking the will of the Lord, we found that we could start with the experience of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕称作信心的父亲。
Because Abraham is called the father of faith.
如果我们从任何开始的话，这个是个最好的开始。
If we want to start anywhere, this is the best one.
这样我们就可以明白亚伯拉罕怎样在信心里面跟随主往前去。
Then we can understand how Abraham followed the Lord in faith.
但是另外一方面，我也知道亚伯拉罕的经历本身就已经够大。
On the other hand, we know that his experience is already great.
有人告诉我们，有读圣经的弟兄姊妹们，以往年长的弟兄告诉我们，在旧约里面有三座大山。
Those elder brothers and sisters told us.That there were three giant mountains in the Old Testament.
当我们读旧约的时候，不能不碰到。
That we cannot but run into when we read the Old Testament.
有些时候进了山区以后，久久走不出来。
Sometimes when we enter this area, mountainous area, we cannot come out.
你怎么样躲，怎么样闪，左闪右躲，总要遇见这几座大山。
Even if you turn left and right, try to avoid them, you cannot.
这个三座大山是哪三座呢？
Who are these three giant mountains?
第一个就是亚伯拉罕。
First one is Abraham.
第二座大山就是摩西。
Second one is Moses.
第三座大山就是大卫。
And the third one is David.
所以也可以说在旧约里面最重要的个人的经历来讲就是在这几个人身上。
The most important personal experience in the Old Testament belong to these three.
而且亚伯拉罕和 大卫他们都在我们主耶稣基督的族谱里面出现。
Abraham and David, enter in the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
所以我们没有办法不明白亚伯拉罕和大卫而来单独明白新约。
So we cannot under New Testament without understanding the experiences of Abraham and David.
所以罗马书第四章里面讲得很清楚，讲到亚伯拉罕是我们信心的榜样。
So in Romans chapter 4, it says clearly that Abraham is the example of our faith.
有一句话他说他是受割礼之人的父亲。
One sentence was said, he is the father of those circumcised.
他也是那些未受割礼但是却跟随他信心的脚中往前去的人那些人的父亲。
He's also the father of the circumcised, uncircumcised yet, who follow the footsteps of him.
所以我相信当我们读亚伯拉罕经历的时候对我们属灵生命有很大的帮助。
So if we can study the experience of Abraham, it can help us spiritually.
并且罗马书第四章就劝我们要跟随要效法他的脚中而行。
Romans chapter 4 also beseeches to follow his footsteps.
所以今天早晨我们从亚伯拉罕开始看的时候我们就很简单读一点点圣经。
So when we start looking at Abraham, we will read a very short passage.
来帮助我们集中一两件事情作为我们思想的内容。
To help us concentrate on a few things.
因为如果不是这样子的话，我们把整部关于亚伯拉罕经历从创世纪里面读完我们就该聚会完结。
Otherwise, if we read a whole experience, then after we finish it, the meeting is over too.
好在我们如果能看集中力量在一两个点上的时候，也许这样我们比较能够更多的明白。
If we can concentrate on a couple of points, it can help us understand better.
我要请弟兄姊妹们去打开圣经读创世纪第十二章。第二节。
I'll ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse
2. 或者我们这样说，请弟兄姊妹多读一点，然后注意力集中在第十二章的第二节。
Rather, I would like to ask you to read a few more verses, but to concentrate on verse 2.
我们读第一节到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 3.
创世纪第十二章第一节的第三节。
Genesis 12:1-3.
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说
：“Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make you name great. I will bless those who bless you.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他。
And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you.
这里亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕。
Here Abraham is Abraham.
或者我们更准确，如果照着圣经在创世纪这里所讲的，我们应该把我们讲亚伯拉罕改成亚伯兰。
Or more correctly, we should change our, the name in our title to become Abraham.
亚伯兰和亚伯拉罕名字怎么不一样呢？一个是多国的父，一个是高大的父亲。
What's the difference between the two? One is the father of many nations, and the other one is a tall father.
所以也许我们就从这里开始讲，神对亚伯拉罕有一个应许，第十二章第二节是，我必叫你成为大国。
God has a promise here for Abraham or Abraham, saying, I will make you into a great nation.
他说我必叫你成为大国。
I will make you into a great nation.
那我们旧约如果已经有一点根基的就知道，果然以后神照着他的应许，实现他所给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
If you know a little bit about the Old Testament,God later did carry out this promise.
但假设我们今天对旧约一无所知，
if we know very little about the Old Testament,
你想想当初亚伯拉罕的光景，
think about the situation Abraham was in.
这一个情形几乎是一个不可能的现象。
This is really something impossible.
如何可以神应许亚伯拉罕你必成为大国呢？
How can God promise him to be a great nation?
当时亚伯拉罕如果从他的族谱来看，他不过是在加勒底乌尔拜偶像一个家庭里面的一个子孙。
If you look at the family tree of Abraham, he was just a descendant from a family in Ur in Chaldea.
他根本不认识神。
He didn't know God.
他也没有心要寻求神。
He didn't have the will to seek God.
并且从他当时的光景来看，他也没有一个确定的目的要往哪里去。
And in his situation at the time, he didn't know where he was going.
他并不知道他为什么要来侍奉神。
And didn't know why he had to serve God.
并且实在说起来，他也没有多少的力量。
In addition, he's really without strength.
他并没有许许多多的家族。
He didn't have a big family.
他没有许多的人口。
Didn't have people.
也没有太多的财产。
Nor did he have any wealth.
当时他的父亲塔拉带着他离开加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南去。
His father Terah brought him out of Ur in Chaldea.
但是这里神向他显现，告诉他说，我必使你成为大国。
And then God appeared to him and say, I will make you into a great nation.
因为我们这里想一想，成为一个国家要有什么条件？
Think about it. What is the essential factor of a nation?
弟兄姊妹，你知道后来神也对摩西说，我要叫你成为大国。
And also God later told Moses that I will make you into a great nation.
当然摩西是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Moses is a descendant from Abraham.
也是因为亚伯拉罕的祝福，而他可以，神可以对摩西说这个话。
And because of the blessing of Abraham, God can say that to Moses.
但是当初亚伯拉罕并没有任何的根据可以相信神对他说，你必成为大国。
But originally Abraham didn't have any reason to believe,what God said.
那我从前在读小学的时候，我不是一个，我文科不是很好，但是我记得国家有四个条件。
I remember from grade school that there's four factors to become a nation.
也许我记错了啊。
Maybe I'm wrong.
大家说国家的全四个条件是什么？
What is the four essential factors for a nation?
看看我这边写对不对？也许有人地理这公民考100分的，我不晓得啊。
Maybe you have high grades. What's the essential factor for a nation?
国土，第二呢？
First is land.
人民，第三呢？
Second is people.
主权，还有呢？
Third is sovereignty.
人民，土地，还有什么？我记得是，啊，主权还有什么？没关系，我们三个条件也可以成立国家。
I think three factors are good enough. You have land, people, and sovereignty.
这里大概都是读理科的人多一点。
Maybe most of you studied science.
那么弟兄姊妹们，但是这里最先一个问题。
What's the first problem?
亚伯拉罕连人口都没有。
Abraham didn't have any people.
神却应许他要成为大国。
But God promised him anyway.
并且你看这里他接着下去，神就呼召他要往迦南地去。他说这个地是赐给你的。
Right afterwards, God called him into Canaan, say, this land is given to you.
假如我们不是太不恭敬，我们想一想当时的情形，一定相当滑稽的。
You think about it and try not to be too unpolite. It's kind of funny.
我们不知道神怎样向亚伯拉罕显现。
We didn't know how God appeared to Abraham.
但假如照着圣经里所记载，神向亚伯拉罕显现是一个清楚的经历。
According to the Bible, it's a clear experience.
神对他说话。
God spoke to him.
神直接向亚伯拉罕说话，他就听见有声音对他说，我必叫你成为大国。
God spoke to him directly, and Abraham heard the sound saying that I will make you into a great nation.
弟兄姊妹们，我想亚伯拉罕一定在人的眼中看他是糊涂了。
I think, according in people's eye, Abraham is crazy.
你想想看，到以后大家知道这故事，当摩西要引领以色列百姓出埃及，再入迦南的时候。
You also know the story of the Moses who wanted to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西就比较谨慎，他说：“如果我去对他们说，谁叫我带对你们说的？他们问起我，你是谁？我怎么回答？”
Moses is kind of more careful because he said to God, "What if they ask me who asked you to come to us?"
神所以才启示摩西说：“我的名字叫做自由拥有者，我的名字是耶和华。”
And then God revealed to Moses that I am who I am. My name is Jehovah or Yahweh.
也许因为亚伯拉罕不需要对任何人在商量打招呼说我们往哪里去，所以他不需要那样清楚的问神说。你叫什么名字?
Maybe Abraham didn't have to consult anyone, so he didn't ask God what his name was.
但弟兄姊妹，这里你看见一件事情，亚伯拉罕有一个非常奇妙的信心。
And you can see that Abraham has a very wonderful faith.
当神对他说我要叫你成为大国的时候。
When God said to him that he will make him into a big nation.
他没有多问。
He didn't ask anything.
他就非常简单的相信。
And with simple faith, he believed it.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们说，当神呼召他往迦南地去的时候，他还不知道要往哪里去。
In Hebrew, it told us, tells us that when God called on Abraham, he didn't know where he was heading.
弟兄姊妹们，有些时候我们看那个信心在没有经历的人，就觉得好像是一件糊涂的事情。
To those who didn't have the experience, faith looks like something unreasonable.
但是亚伯拉罕里面有一样确定的把握。
But Abraham had an assurance in him.
希伯来书告诉我们说，他里面的眼睛开启，看见神要他去的地方。
The book of Hebrew told us that his eyes inside were open and he knew where he was going.
他凭着信心已经看见神所呼召他的目的。
By faith, he had seen the land that God promised for him.
因为我不能再解释更多怎么样会有这样奇妙的事情。
I do not know how to explain better this wondrous, wonderful thing.
也许这也是我们的信心，相信圣经怎样说，我们就怎样信。
Maybe this is our faith to believe what the Bible says.
但是总之，神呼召亚伯拉罕，叫他往迦南地。
But God called on to Abraham to go to Canaan.
这一个就成为他属灵经历的发展的起点。
This becomes the threshold of his spiritual experience.
如果我们把圣经翻来覆去前后读的话，我们就发现希伯来书里面讲的，使徒行传第七章讲的，使徒行传讲的第七章的，可能在创世纪里面十一章记载的事实。
If you look back and forth in the Bible, you will find that what's talked about in Acts chapter 7 is similar to what we have here in Genesis 11.
弟兄们，如果我们回头看创世纪十一章，就发现这里有一些有问题的伏笔。
If you go back to Genesis 11, you will see a few hidden things written there.
可能这里神用他的智慧藏在这里，叫我们留心，叫我们有心的人注意。
Maybe God used his wisdom to hide these things in there so we can find out.
创世纪十一章这里刚开始是好像是记载他拉的家谱。
Here at the beginning of Genesis 11 it looks like it was recording the family of Terah.
是不是十一章二十七节那里记载他拉的后代如何如何？
Like in verses 27, this is the account of Terah.
但是我心里怀疑这个他拉的后裔这段记载是亚伯拉罕自己记载的。
But I suspect that this account really was put up by Abraham.
那里三十一节说他拉就带他的孩子亚伯兰和孙子罗德要往迦南地去。
Says in verse 31, Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and so on to set out to Canaan.
但弟兄姊妹们，他们走到哈兰就停在那里。
But they stopped at Haran.
这里我们要问问题，到底他拉为什么要往迦南地去？
I want to ask you this question: Why did Terah want to go to Canaan?
你知道哈兰这个字的意思就是停顿，就是拖延。
You know the word Haran means to stop.
我常常在想，当初他们先民在各地走的时候，每一个地方都没有名字的。
The forefather when they walked around, there were no name for the places.
是不是就好像美国开拓往西部开拓的时候，他到了地方才得给那个地方命名
？It was like in the In old days of the American history, there was no names for the places where the pioneers went.
他们到了一个地方，也许就在哈兰这个地方，因为这个经历才给他取名叫做哈兰。
Maybe they named the place Haran because of this experience of stopping.
他呢，他有一个儿子也叫哈兰，他自己死在那里。
Haran, the son of Terah, died in that place.
可能不是。 他拉死在哈兰，哈兰记他拉纪念他的儿子哈兰。
Okay, Haran the son, Terah has a son called Haran, and then Terah died in that place called Haran.
Forget it.
Nothing like that.
但是无论如何，在这个地方一件重要的事情，就是他们原来要往迦南地，却停在这里停下来。
They were setting out for the land of Canaan, but then they stopped there in Haran.
所以弟兄姊妹，我心里在想，到底当初神，到底当初他拉一家人往迦南地，是因为神向亚伯拉罕显现呢，还是向他拉显现？
Whom did God appear himself to? Was it Terah or was it Abraham? Maybe we will never know the answer.
但是无论如何，你看见一件事情，他们停在哈兰却不是神的旨意。
No matter what, you'll see that it wasn't God's will for them to stop at Haran.
所以神第二次在呼召亚伯拉罕叫他往前。
So for a second time, God called on to Abraham to proceed.
因为神的旨意是要人在属灵经历上，在属灵方向不断地往前走。
Because it is God's will for us to proceed in our spiritual path.
当神对亚伯兰说话，应许他这个赐给他，叫他成为一个大国。
When God was promising Abraham for him to become a big nation.
你就看见在第五节里面，亚伯兰就带着他的侄儿罗德和他的妻子撒来，要往迦南地去。
You'll see in verse 5 that he took his cousin Lot and his nephew Lot and his wife Sarai to set out to Canaan.
前些日子我们贝牧师来讲过，当亚伯拉罕在迦南的时候，他又因着信心的软弱往下去，到了埃及地。
And we know that when after Abraham came to Canaan because of his weakness in his faith, he went down to Egypt.
所以弟兄姊妹，一面我们看见亚伯拉罕有非常强的信心，他一听见神的呼召，就丢下加勒底的乌尔，丢下哈兰，要往迦南地去。
On the one hand, Abraham had a strong faith that when he heard the call, he went on to Canaan, leaving everything behind him.
但另外一方面，因为他自己肉体的软弱，他心灵的软弱，他又不能够一直往迦南去，就留在埃及。甚或我们可以说，他的埃及就偏安。
But on the other hand, because of his weakness, he went further to Egypt and stayed there.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里我们看见一件非常奇妙的事情。
Here we see a miraculous thing.
神的应许给他的子民。
God promised him.
神对他的子民的应许。
God gave promises to his people.
但是却愿意让神的子民经过许多的考验。
But he was willing to put his people through trials.
而且也愿意神的儿女在这些光景里面显明他里面对于神的应许重视不重视。
And he was willing to put them through trials so that so that it can reveal how much they treasure his promises.
以前我们也稍微讲过一些亚伯拉罕的经历。
We talked about the experience of Abraham before.
我们发现一件稀奇的事情。
We found something that was really interesting.
就是当他的属灵路往上去的时候。
When he was going upwards in his spiritual walk.
他就会在那个地方建立一座祭坛，并且在那里求告神的名字。
He will build an altar for God and call on the name of the Lord.
所以在亚伯拉罕身上就有祭坛跟着他。这个祭坛，当然今天我们讲是十字架。
So the altar was following Abraham, and the altar was today the cross.
人就看见亚伯拉罕有个记号，他在这里是设立祭坛的人。
So they see a sign in Abraham who is the builder of the altar.
这个祭坛不仅说到他和神当中的关系，也说到他向世人的见证。
It doesn't just tell people about his relationship with God, but also a testimony.
但是你看，当他的心离开神，他往埃及地去，他也不重视神给他的应许，离开迦南的时候，他祭坛也不见了。
But when he turned away from God into Egypt, he lost his altar.
亚伯拉罕就在这样的光景里面，一面相信神的应许，满心相信神的应许。
On the one hand, Abraham was really had faith in God's promises.
另外一方面，你去看见他自己的失败这样的明显，他虽然知道神的应许，却落在埃及地。
On the other hand, because of his own weakness, he fell into the failure of Egypt.
我想弟兄姊妹们可以跟着我一起来读圣经，这里讲到创世纪十二章的情形。
Maybe we can read together Genesis chapter 12.
这里段讲到亚伯拉罕 就离开了迦南，回到埃及去。
Here it says Abraham left Canaan and he went into Egypt.
他甚至做到一个地步，他连他的妻子差一点把妻子出卖。
He did one thing. He almost betrayed his wife.
那么弟兄姊妹们，亚伯拉罕下埃及的情形，实在是说明他属灵光景已经失败。
It was really Abraham's failure when he went down to Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，我们每个人读圣经的时候啊，不要光替亚伯拉罕担忧。
Don't just worry for Abraham.
当我读到这里的时候，我就想起当我信主第四年的时候。
When I read here, I thought of the fourth year after I believed in the Lord.
我回头想想，那一段也是住在南地的经历。
As I looked back, I found that it was an experience living in Negev or the Southland.
你知道，当我们里面有信心看见神的应许，但是我们外面却跟不上神的带领。
We have faith inside to see His promise, but outside we cannot follow.
里面是要做基督徒，但是外面却没有力量遵行神的旨意。
We wanted to be a Christian inside, but we don't have the strength to act out.
那个挣扎是只有过来人才明白。
This struggle can only be understood by those who have experienced it.
所以我相信，虽然亚伯拉罕下到埃及去，他的心还常常想起神给他的应许。
I believe that even though Abraham was in Egypt, he still thought about the promise of God.
我们这里提到他下埃及去，其实亚伯拉罕不止一次失败。
In fact, Abraham didn't just fail once.
他以后又到南地去。
Later he went down to Negev.
当他离开神的旨意下到埃及去的时候，他并没有把祝福带给别人。
When he was away, to in Egypt, he didn't bring blessing to anybody.
你看神说我要赐福给你。
God said to him, I will bless you.
他也要借着你赐福给别人。
I will bless others through you.
但是当他到了埃及，只有给法老带来灾祸。
But when he was in Egypt, he brought disaster to Pharaoh.
他自己属灵光景不能维持住，也叫别人受亏损。
And he couldn't sustain his own spiritual situation, and he failed others also.
一次又一次，他又失败又起来，又失败又起来。
Time and again, he fell and came up. He fell and came up.
等到他 在法老的面前看见他自己失败之后，神就把他带到 往迦南地去。
When he saw his own failure again in front of Pharaoh, God brought him out.
慢慢他恢复了属灵的生活，慢慢恢复了和神当中的关系，慢慢他有了属灵的见证。
Gradually his relationship with God was restored and he was able to have testimony.
他在那里求告神的名。
And he called upon the name of the Lord.
神也慢慢祝福他，叫他的牲畜生养众多。
So God gave him blessing and his cattle multiplied.
这是创世纪十三章讲的情形。
It was recorded in Genesis chapter 13.
弟兄姊妹，这还不是神完全的心意。
It's not,
还不是光叫他停在南地就完结。
It's not just that.
可是我们看见亚伯拉罕在这样他自己属灵光景起伏的时候，神要求他一件事情。
But we saw that God asked Abraham one thing during his ups and downs.
他也慢慢知道神这样带领他的目的是为了叫他里面有更深的觉知。
He knew that the purpose of God leading him through all these is to have a deeper resolution in him.
神应许把迦南地给他，但是神也考验他到底你要不要迦南。
God has promised Canaan for him, but God was putting him through trial. Do you really want it?
我觉得这是一个非常稀奇的事情。
I think this is something really interesting.
我们前面讲当亚伯拉罕属灵经历失败或者外面有难处的时候，他往下去了。
We know that when he failed himself, he went down to Egypt.
当他经过一些属灵上打击，他又回来了。
But when he went through some defeat, he came back.
这一次神再给他试验的时候，他就通过考验。
And this time around, when God put him through trial again, he passed.
这个试验是什么呢？
What was this time's trial?
在创世纪十三章里面，我们就读到有一段话是非常有意义的。
In chapter 13, we read a very meaningful passage.
那里他和罗德因为他们的财产太多，他们的牧人就不能相处，在那里产生许多纷争。
Abraham started to have quarreling with Lot.And in between their herdsmen also.
但有一天亚伯拉罕就把他侄儿罗德找来。
One day he brought his nephew Lot over.
他说我们是弟兄，我们不可以争吵。
He said, we're brothers, we cannot quarrel like this.
他说现在全地都在你的眼前。
Now, all the land is in front of your eyes.
你如果看这边好，你就可以决选这边。
If you think It's good on the left, and you can choose this side.
你如果向左，我就向右。
If you turn to the left, I'll turn to the right.
你如果向右，我就向左。
If you turn to the right, I'll turn to the left.
那么弟兄姊妹们，罗德就举目看见约旦河的全平原。
So Lot lift up his eyes and he looked at the plains of Jordan.
从这里一直看，看到索尔一个城。
So he looked all the way through up to Zoar.
那个地方在神灭掉索多玛以前，看起来又像埃及地，又像伊甸园。
Before the destruction of Sodom, this land looks like Egypt, and it looks like the Garden of Eden.
那么弟兄姊妹们，在那个时候，他们已经对伊甸园有一个，乌托邦式的想法。
At that time, they had this utopian thought about the Garden of Eden.
他们可能想这是在地上最美的地方了。
And they thought this is the most beautiful place on earth.
所以罗德就精选了这块平原。
So Lot picked this plain of Jordan.
结果呢，亚伯拉罕就只有被迫往山地去。
Then Abraham was forced to go into the hills.
但是罗德所选的地方结果是靠近索多玛。
And the land that Lot picked was close to Sodom.
他只是看见属地的好处，而没索多玛这个城所给他带来的试探和引诱。
He looked at only the gains that he might had, but he forgot about the problem with the city of Sodom.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这里圣经，我们都想亚伯拉罕是个有度量的人，所以他让罗德先拣选。
We know that we thought Abraham was a man of measure, so he asked Lot to pick first.
但其实我看到这里，我觉得更大叫我们心里佩服的事情是什么呢？
But I think the thing that we should admire Abraham more.
就是这里亚伯拉罕没有拣选世上人所以为好的。
Is that Abraham did not choose what the world would think to be better.
也许因为当他和罗德一起开始走路的时候，神对亚伯拉罕的启示，亚伯拉罕可能也告诉了罗德。
Maybe when they started the walk together, Abraham had revealed, the things to Lot already.
我想罗德也知道神把应许迦南地应许赐给亚伯拉罕。
I think Lot knew that God had given Canaan to Abraham.
这也就是为什么罗德一路跟着亚伯拉罕的原因。
And this is why Lot has followed Abraham all the way.
弟兄姊妹，你想想亚伯拉罕的罗德的关系。
You know, realize the relationship between the two persons.
亚伯拉罕没有儿子。
Abraham didn't have a son.
罗德没有父亲。
Lot didn't have a father.
弟兄姊妹们，这个关系是很自然的，亚伯拉罕跟罗德好像是父子的关系。
And this really becomes natural so that they become parent and son.
弟兄姊妹，并且我的思想里怀疑或者这样猜想，当神没有把他的后裔给亚伯拉罕的时候。
And I suspect that before God gave offspring to Abraham,
亚伯拉罕对待罗德就以为这是我的儿子。
Abraham treated Lot as if he was his own son.
可能亚伯兰想那个关于他的一切应许都要应验在罗德身上。
And maybe Abraham was thinking that all the promises that God gave to me is going to be fulfilled on Lot.
所以你看后来他对神说，我没有儿子，生在我家里人就算我的儿子。
And later he told God that I didn't have a son. Those who was born into my family is my son.
神必须对亚伯兰说，不，那个从你本身生的才是你的儿子。
And God had to tell Abraham that no, those born of you,are your sons.
所以我们猜想，当亚伯拉罕没有生下自己儿子的时候，还没有跟神确定有这样话语对话的时候，他一定以为罗德就是他的儿子。
So we can guess that before Abraham really had a son of his own, he thought Lot was his own son.
当他让罗德拣选所有一切他眼前所看见的时候。
So when he was asking Lot to choose,
我们更重要的看见亚伯拉罕拒绝了索多玛的机会。
And we know that Abraham refused the opportunity of Sodom.
这件事情在神面前蒙了悦纳。
This particular event is pleasing to God.
所以当罗德离开亚伯兰之后，耶和华就立刻向亚伯兰显现。
So after Lot parted from Abraham, God appeared to Abraham immediately.
创世纪十三章第十四节到第十八节。
And then Genesis 13, 14 through 18.
神对亚伯兰说，你举目向东西南北观看。
God told Abraham, lift up your eyes and look North and south, east and west.
凡你所看见一切，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
All the land you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever.
弟兄姊妹，假如我们读圣经，我们小心的话，就当初神预许亚伯兰要给他一个国。
If you read carefully, then you will know that God had promised him a nation.
在那个地在哪里都不晓得。
But where is the land?
一直到神对他启示说，我要把迦南地给你。
Until the point when God promised him the land of Canaan.
他在迦南地兜了一圈又出来。
So he took a tour of Canaan and then he left.
就回去。
And then he came back again.
当他拒绝索多玛的引诱的时候。
He refused the temptation of Sodom.
神就亚伯兰说，你现在再去看。
God told Abraham, now you lift up your eyes and see. Now you look at your north and south, east and west.
Brothers
and sisters, this look is really full of revelation. What's the difference in this revelation? It's really based on the vision of the one who was looking. Canaan, the land of Canaan is a hilly area. Sodom is on a plain area. Of course, it is easier to live on the plain than in the hills.
但是因为亚伯兰拒绝了索多玛，因为他看见那里有罪的引诱。
Because Abraham was able to refuse Sodom.
看见这里生活的艰难。
He didn't see the difficulty in front of him.
他一定看见在高地上生活，他更加需要依靠神。
And he knew that when he tried to live there, he needs to depend on the Lord more.
神是他一切的供应，是他一切的需要，是他一切的满足。
God can provide all his need.And satisfy all he wants.
他的供应不从埃及地来。
His providence didn't come from Egypt.
他的供应不从南地来。
It didn't come from Negev.
他的
Southland. Or the Southland.
他的供应不从索多玛来。
And his providence didn't come from Sodom.
神说你举目向东西南北观看。
God said to him, lift up your eyes, look north, south, east, and west.
他说你要纵横走遍这地，这个都是你的产业。
You walk the breadth and width of this land. This is all yours.
你知道圣经真是我们的产业。
You know, this Bible is really our inheritance.
我常常想神对亚伯兰说你要纵横走遍这地。
And God told Abraham to walk breadth and width of the land.
如果我们要讲一些属灵的应用的话，最好就是圣经，我们纵横来读过。
If you want to talk about spiritual applications, you need to read this Bible breadth and width.
我们从亚伯拉罕经历来读圣经。
Using Abraham's experience when you study the Bible.
我们从神的拣选来读圣经。
And using God's choosing when you read the Bible.
我们从他的征战来读。
And you can read it.From his struggles.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里一切的丰富都越来越具体，成为我们的产业。
All the riches in the Bible can become our inheritance.
当亚伯拉罕拣选西伯伦的迦南地的时候，他就去住在西伯伦。
When Abraham finally picked Canaan, he lived in Hebron.
西伯伦是个高地。
It is a hilly area.
18节。
Verse 18.
那里他就搬了他的帐篷，住在西伯伦。
So he moved his tent and lived there.
你知道西伯伦是个山地，并且以后我们从约书亚记里面看，攻打这个地得下来真是不容易。
You know this is a mountainous area, and later in the book of Joshua, you know that it's hard to conquer that area.
用这里面从神向亚伯兰显现，叫他往迦南去之后，这是第一次他长时的住在迦南地。
After the time that God appeared Himself to Abraham, this is the first time Abraham settled.In a place.
我想我们可以打这样的比喻，当我们蒙恩得救做了基督徒之后。
We can use this example. After we become a Christian.
我刚才讲过，我第四年信主的时候，实在说灵光景非常低落。
In my own situation, the fourth year, I was really, in a spiritual low.
但是经过那一些征战，经过那些痛苦，有一天我们从南地出来，再回到迦南地。
But after that struggle, one day we came out of the southland and back into Canaan.
然后他又真正住在主里面可以上得算数的经历。
And then we can start the true experience which we gain in the Lord.
这是太大的一个对比。
This is really a great contrast.
你看索多玛的引诱。
You see the temptation of Sodom.
南地的丰富，埃及的丰富。
And the richness of Egypt and the Southland.
都在不再吸引亚伯兰。
No longer attract Abraham.
他就单单住在希伯伦山地上。
So he lived in the hilly area of Hebron.
我想在那里他的朋友不多。
I believe there wasn't many friends for him in that area.
我想他在那里生活并不太容易。
And it wasn't easy for him to live.
我想他在那里供应不是那样丰富。
And he didn't have all the providence.
但是你看他在这里却不断地在训练他家里的兵丁。
But then you see he continued to train his, the soldiers in his house.
他为什么要预备兵他的兵丁？
Why did he have to do that?
我想他一定有很多的人要欺负他。
I think there were many people who want to, take advantage of him.
他需要有保护自己的能力。
He wanted to be able to protect himself.
弟兄姊妹们，这个属灵征战的能力是必须我们基督徒活在高地上才能操练出来的。
The ability of spiritual battle can only be practiced when we live in the hilly area.
有一首诗歌说往高处行更高之处。
One hymn calls for us to go to the higher grounds.
弟兄姊妹们在那个地方我们训练自己的膀臂能够站在属灵地位和仇敌征战。
In that place we can get more training and we can fight with the enemy.
以弗所书第六章讲到属灵的征战。
In Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about spiritual battle.
这个征战力量就在亚伯拉罕家里慢慢地培养起来。
This ability to conduct warfare is now cultured.
到有一天消息来了。
Till one day the news is here.
有人来告诉亚伯拉罕说你的侄儿罗德被人掳掠去了。
And one day some people came to Abraham and said your nephew Lot has been captivated by others.
亚伯兰听见这个消息就在夜间带着他家里生养精练壮丁318个人。
So at night, Abraham brought 318 of his trained soldiers.
他分队去追他们一直追到但。
So divided into groups and they chased the enemies up to Dan.
然后追到何巴把敌人杀败。
And then they defeated their enemies at Hobart.
不仅把他的侄儿罗德掳掠抓回来。
They did not just, regain his nephew Lot.
并且把敌人的仇敌人的妇女财产都掳掠回来。
And then they really take a big captivation of the wealth of the enemy.
因为你看这里第三次亚伯拉罕拒绝属地的一切财富。
See, this is the third time that Abraham refused the wealth of the earth.
那里四王和五王征战当他们当然那个五王因着亚伯兰拯救他们心里非常感谢。
At the time, the four kings was fighting with the five kings, and the five kings was grateful to Abraham.
所以他们就要把掳物分给亚伯拉罕。
So they wanted to share with him whatever they got.
那你看亚伯拉罕他站在属灵的高峰上面他对索多玛王说就是你的一根线我也不要。
And Abraham was really at the spiritual climax of his, and he told the king of Sodom, I don't want even a thread from you.
这一个你看这个人身上多么的清洁。
You can see how clean it is on Abraham.
他说他依靠神。
He said he was really relying on God.
我们的诗歌基督就是我的世界。
And our hymn tells us that Christ is our world.
有一首诗歌说我拣选主耶稣。
Another hymn tells us we picked Jesus.
亚伯拉罕说除了那一位供应他使他富足的神之外他什么都不要。
And Abraham was saying, I don't want anything but the Lord who provided me.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这里，神就接下来又向他显现。
You see, subsequently, God appeared to Abraham again.
应该就是第四次显现。
This is the fourth time.
这一次显现又跟以前不一样。
And this time, it's different.
神又给他更确定的应许。
God gave him even more confirmed promise.
刚才我们讲过，神应许他给他后裔。
We just said that God promised him offspring.
然后更确定告诉他我现在要把这个地赐给你和你的后裔
and,
就是这块地。
And this fourth time God told him clearly that I will give this land to you and your offspring.
因为我们读圣经啊这里才发现亚伯兰第一次问神我怎么有把握要得到这块地。
And this is the first time that Abraham ever asked God, what assurance do I have that I will get this land?
当我想到这件事情我心里面很得滋润很得的一些鼓励。
I really felt encouraged when I read about this.
因为这里看见亚伯兰生命长进。
Because you see the growth, spiritual growth in Abraham.
你知道，当我们跟随主的时候，很多基本的问题，从前不问的，现在开始问。
You know, when we're following the Lord, there are many things that we never asked before, now we will.
这不是说我们走了回头的路。
It's not that we had walked backward.
而是现在我们要知道为什么。神要带领我们进去。
But now we wanted to know why God wanted to bring us that way.
以前我讲过，当我们自己蒙召的时候，神告诉我一个方向，带领神的儿女进入教会的实际。
When I was called to full-time ministry, I told you that I had one vision to bring the children of God into the reality of church.
那么今天我听见很多弟兄姊妹在问。 到底什么是教会？到底教会的路在哪里？
And today I hear many brothers and sisters asking, what is the reality of church?
弟兄姊妹，这里亚伯拉罕才问说，我怎么有把握知道这块地一定是我的？
Up to this point, Abraham started to ask, how do I know that this land is mine?
神就叫他与亚伯拉罕立约。
So then God had a covenant with Abraham.
你看见没有，从前神一直呼召亚伯拉罕。一直呼召亚伯拉罕都是因为神的恩典。
Can you see that God was calling on to Abraham? It was God's grace.
现在不一样。
Now it's different.
现在亚伯拉罕说我也要我要。
Now Abraham says, I want it.
神倒没有那么简简单单一句话给他打发了。
Then God didn't really give him a simple answer.
神对他说你去为我取一只三岁的羊母三年的母牛三年的母羊母山羊一个三年的公绵羊一只斑鸠一只土鸽。
Then God asked him to take a heifer, a ram,and a goat of 3 years old, and then a pigeon, and,
young dove.
And a dove. And a dove.
Or turtle dove. Thank you. 弟兄姊妹们，神向亚伯拉罕要立约的祭物。
God wanted sacrifice of the covenant from Abraham.
你看见没有，神从来一直都给亚伯拉罕预备丰富的供应。
No. Did you realize that God was going to give Abraham all theseProvidence and richness.
但是这里亚伯拉罕为着得了迦南地，献上他的礼物和祭物和神立约。
This time Abraham had to put up a sacrifice so that he can have a covenant with God.
一面看来是亚伯拉罕出了很大的代价。
On the one hand, Abraham really paid a price.
但是因为这一个还不是代价的问题。
But not just the price.
而是这里面有血。
But there is blood in there.
神用祭物的血与亚伯拉罕立约。
God used the blood of the sacrifice to have a covenant with Abraham.
来见证他的话语必须成就。
To witness that his word will be fulfilled.
所以你看这里当亚伯拉罕和神立约之后神就对亚伯拉罕清清楚楚讲了几件事情。
So after the covenant, God said several things to Abraham clearly.
当中有一件事情是说到他的子孙一定要在埃及地做奴隶四百年。
One thing that God mentioned was that Abraham's offspring will become servants in Egypt for 400 years.
但是过了400年其实到日子满足时是430年。
But after that 430 years when the days is fulfilled,
神说我要带着他们离开那个国带领许多财物带领他们进到迦南。
I will bring them out of that nation into Canaan.
当亚伯拉罕献上祭物的时候神就接受他的奉献。
When Abraham was offering the sacrifice, God accepted it.
然后跟亚伯拉罕又立约。
And then he put up another covenant.
这里十八节讲的约是更加确定的约。
And here in verse 18, this talks about a certain covenant.
我们刚才看十三章的时候神不过叫亚伯拉罕从东从西从南从北观看。
And in in chapter 13, God asked Abraham to look at north and south, east and west.
但在十五章里面神对亚伯拉罕说从埃及河一直到伯拉大河这里都给你。
But in chapter 15, God told Abraham from the river of Egypt to the river of Euphrates, this is all yours.
好像从前亚伯拉罕看的时候会看不清楚东西南北糊里糊涂随便看一看。
Maybe when Abraham was looking, he just looked in general.
到底看得多远他也不知道。
He didn't know how distant he could be looking into.
到底神要看他看多远他也不知道。
And didn't know how far God wanted him to look at.
这里神就更加具体告诉他说从埃及的小河一直到伯拉大河都给你。
Here God told him concretely that from the river of Egypt to the river of Euphrates, this land is all yours.
我相信亚伯拉罕在这里用我们成语说一定叫做大开眼界。
And here Abraham is really widened in his vision.
他所看见的何等的伟大。
The things that he saw was really great.
这个地神要给他是何等的丰富。
And the land that God was giving to him was so rich.
我想亚伯拉罕的心思向着迦南地的应许更加确定。
I think the thought of Abraham's to have the land of Canaan is now assured.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人都应当像亚伯拉罕一步一步被神带到心胸开广，眼界开广，看见神家里丰富的产业。
All of us needs to be taken by God step by step, just like Abraham into an area of bigger vision.
亚伯拉罕故事没有完。
The story of Abraham doesn't end here yet.
不过是一个开始。
It's just the beginning.
但弟兄姊妹们，在这开始的路上，我们已经许许多多可以学习。
But in this area of beginning, there's a lot of things we can learn.
其实我们可以学习太多太多。
We can learn a lot of things from him. Many of brothers and sisters know about the history of Abraham. What can we learn from him then? First, you see that all the starting point of his experience was not because of himself, but because of the choosing from God and the appearance of God and the calling of God.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们把属地的跟属天的比一比，
when we contrast what is worldly to what is from heaven,
我们发现神为我们所预备属灵的丰富远超一切属地的享受。
We know that the spiritual richness that God had prepared for us is way beyond the worldly wealth.
我不知道怎么讲这件事情。
I don't know how to tell you about it.
但是你看，亚伯拉罕若不是因为神的拣选，
but if not because of God's choice.
他不过是在加勒底乌尔一个拜偶像的人。
Abraham was merely an idol worshipper in Ur of Chaldea.
可能他一直留在乌尔被毁灭为止。
Maybe he'll remain in Ur until his destruction.
也许今天有人去发掘乌尔的那些遗迹，发掘出有个骨头在那里，这个人的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
Maybe someday, the anthropologist will, archaeologist will dig out a bone, the bones from Abraham.
也许人看了这骨头也不知道这就是亚伯拉罕。
And maybe people won't even know.
但弟兄姊妹们，今天亚伯拉罕因为神的拣选，因为他的信心的顺服，他成了何等的人。
But because of God's selection and his submission in faith, he becomes such a person.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是要感谢神的恩典。
We have to thank God for his grace.
今天若不是神拣选我们，若不是我们因为信耶稣基督做我们的救主。
If it weren't for God to choose us, if it weren't for God that we can believe in Christ as our Savior,
我们在地上有什么永存的价值没有？
What everlasting value we have in this world?
感谢神，今天我们蒙神拣选。
We thank God for his choosing us.
我们生命的目的不一样。
And our purpose of life now is different.
我们在地上的举止、生活、行动不一样。
Our actions, our behavior will be totally different.
保罗说：“我今日成了何等人呢？是因为神的恩典才成的。”
Paul said, "I become such a person, and this is all because of God's grace."
很多时候我们读这些圣经的时候，我们没有想到保罗什么意思。
Sometimes we don't think of the meaning behind Paul's writing.
我们用在自己的身上，我今天成了何等的人呢？是因为神的恩典才成的。
We applied that to ourselves.I become such a person, this is only because of God's grace.
我们的重点放在何等人?
Our emphasis was on such a person.
但是保罗的重点放在恩典。
And Paul's emphasis really was on God's grace.
我们今天成了何等人,是因为神的恩典才成的。
We become such a person, it's all because of God's grace.
我想亚伯兰一定有这样的感觉。
I think Abraham must have had this experience.
弟兄姊妹们,神的呼召和显现改变了我们人生的道路啊。
God's calling and his appearance can change our lifelong path.
十二使徒不是这样子吗?
Wasn't it true for the 12 apostles, 12 disciples?
今天我们讲教会里面的有能力的人物。
And we talk about those powerful figures in the Old Testament.
我们讲的戴德森。
In the history, we talk about Hudson Taylor.
我们讲了多少人?
We talk about many people.
我想每一个人都要说因为神的拣选，他改变我一生的道路。
I think every one of them will say, because of God's selection, He changed my life walk.
亚伯拉罕真是我们信心的榜样。
Abraham is really an example for us in faith.
他在信心里面就有了行动。
In faith, he started to have actions.
他没有什么争执。
He didn't really have any argument.
他没有问神许多的问题。
He didn't ask God many questions.
他就遵命出去，希伯来书里面说。
He obeyed God and went out.
他特别讲到他对于神的顺服。
Especially talked about the submission Abraham had for God.
实在我们也要知道，亚伯拉罕所走的道路，神并不能一次向他完全的启示出来。
We know that the walk that Abraham had, God could not reveal to him all at one time.
如果我们要坐在这里叫神把我们一生的蓝图都摆出来我们才走。弟兄姊妹们，我想没有一个人走得上去。
If we want to sit here and ask God to give us the full picture of our lifelong walk, I think no one can go on to it.
恐怕我们真正知道神所要叫我们经过的路，我们也不敢走上去。
If we know clearly what God wanted to put us through, then we wouldn't have the courage to go through it.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做信心。
And this is faith.
因着真正的信心 产生行动。
Because of your true faith, you will have action.
我们做了跟随耶稣的人。
We become the followers of Jesus.
怎么样跟随？
How do we follow?
一天走一天的路。
One day after another.
只知道下一阶段神带领我往前。
You know that in your next period, God will lead you forward.
我们大约知道神带领我们的方向。
We know approximately what God would bring us into.
我们却不完全明白神的带领。
But we don't know completely what God will do until we have such an experience. The spiritual path is always tortuous. Wasn't it great and simple if God could bring Abraham directly to Canaan? Wasn't it simple and solve everything that God can bring Israelites directly back to Canaan?
神把迦南的仇敌，这里讲的迦南十族，第十五章讲，都赶出去，不就问题解决吗？
There's 10 tribes on the land of Canaan. Can God just drive them out completely at one time?
但是我们后来看见约书亚记里面，神把原因稍微告诉以色列百姓，我留着这些人不给他们出去，让你们可以学习征战。
And then later in the book of Joshua, God told a little bit about why he had to let those people stay there for a while, because Israelites can learn to fight.
弟兄姊妹们，当亚伯拉罕走在属灵迂回的道路上面，是他学功课的机会。
So it was really an opportunity for Abraham to learn when he was walking on this tortuous path.
迂回的道路叫他有机会重新在神的面前确定神给他的应许。
This winding path, made him assured of the promises from God.
弟兄姊妹，从我自己失败经历，我很清楚这样，我可以稍微了解亚伯拉罕的感觉，也许可以了解。
I can understand a little bit of Abraham's experience from my own failure.
就是当他在失败的时候，可能虽然失败，却不能忘记神给他的应许。
Even though he failed, he could not forget the promises of God.
虽然在我们失败中间，失败到底了，还是不能忘记神的恩典。
Even though we fail to the bottom, we cannot forget God's promises also.
只有在我们失败的时候，我们才知道神的应许是何等的真实。
Only in failures can we understand how true God's promises are.
我相信这是神预备他的儿女最好的办法。
And I think this is the best way that God uses to prepare his children.
一个从来没有考试不及格的人不会做一个最好的老师。
A student never failing in his test will not become the best teacher.
他从来没有发现学习的困难，他一定不会帮助别人。
Because he never found out any difficulty in study and he wouldn't know how to help others.
弟兄姊妹们，在失败的时候是神恩典最深的时候。
And you know that in your failures, you can see God's graces to the utmost.
神也借着这一个炼尽了我们天然的生命。
And God uses those opportunities to purify our natural life.
感谢神恩典，神没有放弃亚伯拉罕。
Thank God for His graces. He did not let Abraham go.
当他失败下加埃及地区，当他失败下南地区的时候，神一路都扶持他。
In his failures, God supported him.
又把他引回迦南地。
And God led him back to the land of Canaan.
神又向他显现。
And God appeared to him again.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，每一次神显现，都给亚伯拉罕带来更大的祝福。
Each time God appeared to Abraham, he brought more blessings to Abraham.
所以我真是愿意我们每一个神的儿女都像亚伯拉罕有这样渴慕的心，主啊，求你向我显现。神啊，求你向我显现。
I really hope that all of us, God's children, canbe like Abraham and to ask God, please appear to me.
哪怕有时候神的显现带给我们极深的悔改。
Even though we know that this appearance will bring out a deep repentance from us.
哪怕神的显现叫我们看见自己的失败软弱光照我们。
Even though we will see our own failures through his light.
但是神的显现每一次都给亚伯拉罕带来新的生命。
But God's appearances to Abraham really brought new life each time.
又带给他新的方向。
And brought him new directions.
又给他新的能力。
New abilities and strengths.
也因着神的显现亚伯拉罕有力量再付代价。
And because of God's appearances, Abraham was able to pay more price.
他因为神的显现又学习征战。
He learned to fight.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道哪一件事情是先失败呢，还是先学习征战呢，还是神先显现？
I really don't know which one comes first: to have your failure, to learn how to fight, or to have God's appearance.
但是我相信这三件事情是交织在一起的。我们的失败，我们的得胜，我们的学习，我们的能力，神的显现，我们都在一起。
But I know that,
交织在里面。
But I know that all three are woven together. Our failure, our victory, God's appearances, and our learning to fight.
这样我们就开始走在属灵的路上
thus,
生命成长
thus we start to walk on the spiritual walk
弟兄姊妹但这里这一些所讲的也都不过是预表从旧约来看
here these are all signs from the Old Testament
今天在新约里面我们必须神的话怎么样记得怎么样说
in the New Testament we need to remember what God's word is saying
神应许我们圣徒的国
God promised us the kingdom of all saints
神应许基督的国度
God promised us the kingdom of Christ.
神也应许我们要丰丰富富进入神的国。
And God promised us the richness when we enter that kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在基督徒的眼光里面，旧约一切还都是预表的。
In Christians' view, all things recorded in the Old Testament are signs.
神要给我们是属灵的，是眼睛看不见的，是灵界的事情。
What God wanted to give to us is spiritual things, things that eyes cannot see.
但是我们却知道那个应许是何等的真实。
But we know how true that promises are.
神应许亚伯拉罕一个地叫做迦南地，要在这个地上建立国度。
God promised a land, that land of Canaan to Abraham, so he can have his nation.
今天我们基督徒神所应许我们的国度在哪里呢
？And where is the land that God has promised for us Christians?
这个土地在哪里呢
？Where is that land？
简单的说，就是在基督里面。
Simply, it is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神这样用应许、用预表说到亚伯拉罕的故事，让我们明白属灵的事情
？Why does God use signs, to tell about, the story of Abraham so that we can understand spiritual things？
因为我们不太能够用眼睛看见基督耶稣就是我们的迦南地。
Because we, it's hard for us to see that Jesus Christ is really our Canaan.
但弟兄姊妹们，土地对于国家是怎样重要？
How land is important to a nation.
因为一切的资源都在土里。
Because all the resources are in the land.
基督耶稣对于神的国度也是一样的重要。
Likewise, Jesus Christ is also as important to the kingdom of God.
哥罗西书告诉我们说，在基督里面，神本性一切的丰富都有形有体，在基督里面。
In the book of Colossians, it says, all the richness of God is embodied in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，基督耶稣就是我们神圣的迦南地，我们一切的供应都要从这里得着。
Christ Jesus is really our holy land of Canaan. All the providence will come out of it.
彼得也告诉我们，神盼望我们丰丰富富进入神的国。
And Peter also wants us to enter God's kingdom with all richness.
怎么样能够丰丰富富进入神的国
How can we do that with all richness?
更多得的迦南神圣迦南的产业更多得的经历更多得的生命更多得的从主那里来的供应
To gain more experience, more his supply and the experience.
弟兄姊妹们第二个问题我们要问的为什么神家亚伯兰经过这么许多迂回的道路
The second question is, why did God, lead Abraham through such a tortuous path?
当我经过一些时间思想祷告的时候，我觉得答案很简单。
After a certain time of prayers, I think I found the answer.
就是时间的问题。
That is a matter of time.
弟兄姊妹们，神的时候没有到。
It wasn't really God's timing yet.
神的时候为什么没有到
？How come?
因为亚伯拉罕还没有生命去支取那个土地的应许。
Because Abraham didn't have the life or the measure of life to take whatever is in the land.
他还没有得到许许多多子孙能够占领上迦南地。
He didn't have enough.Offspring or descendants to occupy that land.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然迦南地的丰富我们已经理论上都知道了。
Even though we theoretically know the richness of the land of Canaan.
但是我们没有生命去得到基督里的丰富。
But we don't have that life to get that richness.
所以神还在等候我们。
So God is still waiting for us.
希伯来书不是告诉我们说，神希望叫我们这些人等候我们这些人，叫我们与这些圣徒一同得到他的国度吗
？Then the book of Hebrews tells us that we need to wait for all the saints to get the inheritance.
我们需要长成基督丰满的身量，不是一个人、两个人长成丰满的身量，全教会长成丰满的身量。
We need to grow into the full measure of the body of Christ, not just one or two persons, but the whole church.
也只有到那个时候，能够完全支取耶稣基督的丰富。
And only at that point can we gain the full extent of fullness from Christ.
神的荣耀要充满，要完全充满在万有里面。
And God's glory will be
will be filled in the universe. That is the revelation of God's kingdom. God was waiting on Abraham so that he had his population. So that the whole people is mature. So God can give him the land of Canaan.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，今天看看我们自己的光景。
Look at all our own situation today.
我们的眼睛并没有看见基督里的丰富。
Our eyes really did not see the richness in Christ.
所以我们求神来复兴我们，叫他的国度显明出来。
So we ask God to revive us so we can see His kingdom.
神怎样显现他的国度？
How did God reveal His kingdom then?
他必须得到我们这些人是专心一意要支取在迦南里的丰盛的人。
He has to have us.So we can concentrate on getting the richness from the land of Canaan. So at times, it looks like we have entered into Canaan, and then we drifted back out. In this flesh, body of flesh, we sigh and we have sorrow. But we have to thank God for His grace.His calling, His promises will never change. If we inquire more about his path, it's a proof that God has more graces already in us. And we know that we're more mature in spiritual life to grow in Christ.
Hang on,
继续往前。
不要。
Don't give up.